Well, the debate about transgender athletes has now hit professional cycling. There's a former US champion who has quit the sport, and it has nothing to do with injury. It was a protest against the inclusion of male-born riders in female competition. So this comes from Hannah Aronsman. Hannah says, "I've decided to end my cycling career. I feel for young girls who are growing up in a day when they no longer have a fair chance at being the new record holders and champions. I feel deeply angered that the rule makers do not feel it is necessary to protect women's sport to ensure a fair competition for women." In her last race, Hannah finished fourth, and there was a transgender cyclist finishing third and another one that came fifth. So it's not like it's a rare thing anymore. It is happening now, and Hannah says, "It is difficult for me to think about the very real possibility I was overlooked for selection on the US team because of someone born a male. It has become increasingly discouraging to train. They have an unfair physical advantage over me no matter how hard I train." And this comes as a transgender cyclist secures a 20th race win. Tiffany Thomas came first in the Randall's Island circuit, and following the race, the athlete said, "Inclusion policies are a work in progress. I just happen to have a better day. They will beat me at future races." Well, we'll see about that. In the meantime, female cyclists are quitting, which is not good. And too many are afraid to speak up out of fear that they will be painted as a bigot.
Sydney's best breakfast. 2GB.